Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Chris Clegg's Minor League Baseball Show. Insight on the future starts of Major League Baseball today. From in-depth scouting reports, player interviews, and can't-miss performances. If it's happening in the minors, we have you covered. Here's your host, Chris Clegg.
Welcome into the show. It is Monday. It's July 28th. It's unbelievable that we're already at the trade deadline. Hard to believe that we're at this point in the season, but August is almost here. The season's winding down. Complex ball is ending. I think the championships are today for complex level. We do have a little bit more DSL, which is great. So that's exciting news. But we're here to talk some baseball. We had a great weekend of action across the minor leagues. I got some not so good baseball from some good players, but it's okay. This week is what I've been looking forward to for a long time. I'll be on the road a lot because we will have Carolina Mudcats back in town in Augusta. So that's a little trip for me, but I'll be doing it several times. And Fredericksburg Nationals are in Columbia. So, you know, there's some players to see with the Fred Nats. Who knows? Maybe Eli Willits gets a sign there. I'm not counting on that, but they've got Luke Dickerson. They've got a couple guys that I need to go check off the list to see. So I am looking forward to seeing them play this week. But first, the show is brought to you by Connect Roasters. Connect Roasters is Ian Happ's coffee company, and it's incredible coffee as well. They have a wide variety of different types of coffees and even have some new canned coffee now as well. Connect Roasters is incredible, and they stand for a lot of great things. They give back to the community. Go support Connect Roasters. Go to their website, connectroasters.com. You can get the Gold Glove Blend Ian Happ Specialty. Buy one bag, you want 50% off by using the code DynastyDugout at checkout. Also, we're proud to partner with Chinook Seedery, the best seeds in the game. Chinook has a wide variety of flavors. They got sweet, spicy, salty. I've had some cinnamon toast over there I've been chewing on. They're great. You can get 10% off your order at chinookseedery.com using the code DynastyDugout at checkout. All right, let's dive in on the show. There's a lot to talk about from this weekend. We got to start at the top, though, with Thomas White. Thomas White probably had the best performance that we've seen in some time. He absolutely dominated. He had 14 strikeouts, two hits allowed, did not issue a walk across five innings of work. You see the dominance here. It was nasty, and it was much needed because when we saw Thomas White in the Futures game, it was not great. He struggled to find the zone. It didn't look good. And he came out in his first start since the All-Star or after the All-Star break and struggled again. But then he comes out and he has 23 whiffs on Saturday. I think it was the tops outside of Robbie Snelling, who we'll talk about next, his future teammate. And White was just good across the board. He's sitting 96 on his fastball. He'll touch 99 on occasion. He gets good ride. Plays well at the top of the zone. It's kind of a tough release point as well, but you see the sweeper there. It's a nasty pitch. It's heavy sweep, like 15 inches. He gets a lot of sweep. The changeup's good. It's got good fading action. You know, I look at this arsenal, and I know there's something there. We've seen the flashes. Like, he's got the pedigree. He's got the arsenal to be one of the best pitching prospects in baseball. Now, he hasn't shown it all the time, and command has come and gone. But I genuinely believe that we'll see Thomas White emerge and be the best left-handed pitching prospect in the game. And starts like this are exactly why. Yes, he has a 12% walk rate. That's all right. it's going to be fine. The strike rate is just shy of 62%, which is closer to league average. So it's Thomas White of the Marlins. But what about his teammate? We've got Robbie Snell. And this video is from Josh Norris, Baseball America, who does great coverage. I think Josh is one of the best in the game. So he got to see Snelling this weekend, and Snelling turned in one of his best starts of his career, arguably 11 strikeouts, 24 whiffs on the start, just absolute dominance. And he tore up a good lineup, like that included like Carson Williams and Trey Morgan, some hitters, but like he made them look silly as he tore up Durham. Snelling's new into AAA lineup with this Jacksonville team. He looks ready for the majors, and I wouldn't be shocked to see Robbie Snelling honestly pitch in the majors at some point soon. He's going to get starts in the majors down the stretch to get experience for next year. He's just really taken a step forward. He broke out in 2023. He was really bad last year. And then this year, he's come back and he looks the part. I mean, it's somebody that I think could be extremely good. Fastball, it did sit in the low 90s. It's now up to 95 from a low like 5.758 release height. It's like 7 to 10 inches of arm side run on it, but he gets good vert. It's a fascinating pitch and it's worked. The slurve, really good, has good depth and sweep. It's similar to the curveball at times, but he differentiates enough between the two. You know, low 80s pitch, he throws it in and out of the zone and gets whiffs, runs it away from lefties, runs it to the back toe of right-handed hitters. And then the changeup, 14 inches of fade on that pitch, working around 88 miles an hour. The added velocity on the fastball helps the changeup play even better now. Because you saw it there. There was the pitch right there. It's just disgusting. Falls off the table. But when you can do that, when you can set up the hitter with that changeup and that kind of drop, it plays well. And then you saw it. He ran in that fastball and just absolutely tore him up. Like, it just looked really, really good. So Snelling's got a 66% strike rate. That's a well above average to plus range, 7% walk rate. The arsenal is there. I genuinely think Robbie Snelling is going to pitch in the majors, get his feet wet, enter next year with prospect eligibility still, and he's going to make a run at rookie of the year next year, get the Marlins that PPI pick. So something to watch out there for sure. This video from Nestor Herman is shot from Connor, who does coverage for us in the Eastern League. Get some good footage in Bowie. I saw Herman also this spring. Herman, somebody I've stood by, man. Like, I took some flack for the near top 100. He's been in the top 100 around there for a while, but there's been some inconsistencies. But then starts like this really show us why I held there, because the stuff is nasty. It's there for sure. Fastball is mid-90s, tops at 97, and gets good ride from that release point. There's a lot of traits to like from that delivery. He drops in a low to mid-80s slider, upper 70s curveball. There's good traits, guys. And Herman has the stuff to be a really good starting pitcher. The changeup has good carry, good fade to it. It can make hitters look pretty foolish at times. Yes, he's been a little older for some of the levels, but he's in AA. I think he's going to be in AAA soon. Strong frame, as you can see, it's 6'3", 225. There's some projection left. He doesn't even need to tick up on the fastballs he already has. That stuff is going to play from Nestor Herman, and I'm really pumped about that and what he brings to the table. That's a future Baltimore Orioles starting pitcher right there. Also, Didier Fuentes, he's someone that had a big bounce back. He looked the part in AAA. Yes, people wrote him off because he was bad in the majors. He turned 20 2 days before he got called up. The Braves really botched that, guys. And I think you have to acknowledge and say, yes, the Braves have had a lot of success with pitch dev at times with the Striders and Schwellenbach have pushed aggressively. Those were college guys. Also, college guys post-TJ. Didier Fuentes turned 20 and they call him up. He was not ready. I don't think anyone would have said he was ready. Obviously, the front office thought that. You got to give him props for at least trying, but he wasn't ready. He struggled. He goes back to AAA. It looked really good. The first two starts weren't great back in AAA, but this one, he showed the flashes of what we want to see. It was 9 strikeouts, 2 hits, 1 walk across 5 innings. The fastball set 96, touched 99, very flat VAA, 60 inches of IVB, 13 horizontal average there. It was fastball heavy, but he generated 11 whiffs on the fastball. That's a 50% whiff rate on that fastball. He's reworked the breaking balls. He's throwing a sweeper. He's throwing a curveball. That was more of a gyro slider last year. Wasn't really a gyro, more carry, like 5-6 inches of glove side. But it was maybe more of a traditional slider than a gyro, I guess I'll say. But going to a sweeper, it was like 10 to 15 inches of sweep at 83. The curveball had two plane break, some good depth, good sweep in the upper 70s. And Fuentes threw the splitter more. I love to see that. The splitter set 88. It's also reworked its pitch shape. So last year, we were looking at like 7-6 inches of horizontal. He was up to 20 in the start, which is just absurd. He averaged close to 20 inches of fade, and he had a good carry and good whiff rates. Fuentes is going to be a really good starting pitcher. Do not, I wrote in the article, they don't jump ship on Didier Fuentes. He is good. Hold ground. He just turned 20, guys. It will come around. But what about Braylon Doty, who this is somebody I've seen this year twice. I think Doty's a great pitcher. I think Doty, he was drafted last summer. They sent him straight to single A, and he looks the part. He was near perfect on Saturday. He had a hit by pitch. That was it. That was the only base runner he allowed in four. And he struck out six batters, had nine whiffs. The only thing we need to see for Braylon Doty is for him to go deeper in starts. But if you're watching the film here, you can see the traits. He's manipulating the slider shape. He'll throw, you know, a shorter breaking slider in like the 84, 86 range. And then it's got longer break. Like the sweeper is like closer to 83. Doty throws a changeup that's mid 80s. It's got some good traits to it. It has flashes. He'll need to improve. It's got depth and fade. But the fastball looks the part. For sitting 92-95, he makes it work. He gets some ugly swings on it as you're watching there. I think Doty's going to be good, guys. Guardians have developed pitchers well in the past. I think they can continue to do that, and I think Doty will be the next one. He's just a pitcher. He's somebody you scout, and you say, like, this guy just has the pitchability. We'll need to see him go deeper into starts. He's done that at times, but just four innings this weekend, it's like, okay, like, we need to see you go a little deeper, but right now it's working. He's doing everything you want to see. Braylon Doty looks quite good. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll get back with some pitchers or some hitters. Excuse me. We just talked pitchers. We'll talk some hitters. There's some good ones to talk about over the weekend. Let's do that in just a moment. All right. Right out of the break, we got to talk about Carson Binge. He's on an absolute tear. He was good in high Brooklyn. 302, 417, 480 slash with four homers, 15 stolen bases, and 271 plate appearances. But Benz went to double A, and he just went on an absolute tear. Like, this guy's hitting the cover off the ball. And I think it was worth noting that Brooklyn is a terrible place to hit, especially for left-handed hitters. Guys, Brooklyn's ballpark is literally on the ocean. The wind blows in from the ocean. And how the stadium's set up, it's coming right in and blocking all left-handed poolside power. So now you watch here. Okay, Carson Binge is getting some poolside power. Yeah, he is. It's great to see. I saw him in the Futures game. It's the first time I've seen him in person. It's really good athleticism. It's a strong build. And he's got juice, as you see. The exit velocities have been good. They've really taken a step forward this year. A 106 mile an hour ninth percentile showing plus power for Binge. And he's got several batted balls over 110 already. This kid's got pop. He's a good athlete. There's extra base power. I mean, right now, like, he's already up to 36 extra base hits. You love to see that. He's stealing bases. He runs well. The contact rates are plus. Binge rarely expands his own. It's really good chase rates. So you like to see that as well. I just look at Carson Binge, and I think he's a well-rounded package. Maybe you look at it on the scouting grades and you say, okay, nothing's like plus, but I think he's got like a bag full of 55s. And you could argue plus contact and approach, I think. So even if you say it's a 55 hit tool and approach, he's got 55 exit velocities and power at least, and he's got 55 speed. So this kid is going to be good. Carson Binge just looks the part, guys, and he is moving up boards really quick. But what about Sal Stewart of the Reds? Another one who was promoted recently. Stewart went to AAA. Guys, he hit the cover off ball. That ball was at 112.6 miles an hour. I think it might have landed on that bridge back there in the background if you're watching. He just absolutely smoked that ball. It was the hardest hit. New max EV for Sal Stewart. You like to see that. This is a guy that's been defined by really more contact than anything, but the contact skills have been there. The air percentage is there. He pulls the ball with authority, and you see these kind of home runs. Watch this again, guys. He absolutely smokes it. Like, hanging breaking ball, just every bit of it. Left I mean, that went way, way, way out there. I think of 446 feet, if I'm not mistaken. Is that all four hits on Saturday over 106. That's impressive. Stewart, he's ran ninth percentiles around like 103 early on in AAA. You'll see it 106. He doesn't have a lot of bad at balls. It's hard to say, but seeing a 112.6 really stands out for me from Sal Stewart. And it's like, okay, like this guy now, he's got the frame. He's like 6'3". He's like pretty filled out and strong. And the Futures game was also the first time I had seen Stewart in person. And you look at the profile and it's like, yes, this is what you want to see. Power hitting third baseman that already has really good contact and approach skills. All right. This is what we like. He gets the ball in the air. He gets to the poolside. Sal Stewart is going to do his thing and be really, really good. Again, I could go either way. I wouldn't be shocked if he's in the majors this year, but I also wouldn't be shocked if the Reds held him down all year. There's an argument for if you want him to be your everyday third baseman opening next season, get his feet wet in September, keep his prospect eligibility. They could go that route, but I also wouldn't be shocked if he just stayed in AAA, given that he's newly promoted there. But he checks a lot of boxes, guys. Everything really, really looks the part, and he does everything well. And if the power begins to like really show, then yeah, we're going to be like super high on this guy. And I always kind of have been pretty high on him, honestly. Like he has the traits for sure. And so, you know, he clicks a lot of boxes, but this next guy, he's doing it even better. This might be the best prospect in the game, Kevin McGonigal. And I know you've seen the swing previously. I'm just so impressed with this swing, guys. This was at the Futures game also. I filmed this, but like, just watch this. Like, he adjusts so well. That ball is above his hands, and he gets the barrel there super quick. By the way, this fastball was 96 miles an hour. To adjust like that is just stupid. So, Kevin McGonigal has all the traits. He had another big weekend. He had a homer. He had two doubles. And if you watch him, like you go back and watch the film from what he did this weekend, one of the doubles that he hit was off a 97 mile an hour fastball that he turns on and pulls it down the line. It just goes to continue to show you that barrel control is epic. This home run was a breaking ball that he destroyed. Like, Kevin McGonigal is a dude. I may have to wrap up the show here. There's a big thunderstorm going on outside right now, and I noticed my internet's kind of being flaky. Hopefully you didn't lose me. There was some video there but I'm going to wrap it up there. There's a couple more hitters. You can go read the article. I'll link it in the description. All the top players from the weekend, but thank you for tuning in. Hope you all have a great day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.